Good morning.
Okay, Rabose, let's take a look at the sugya of Omer. Ready for your call in our Gemara, the Shmuel was assuming that Moder Yosef Omer Imru. Let's just view for a second. Gemara Omer Yom Der Abba Shochli Rabba Shmuel Yom Bin Rabino Omer Lishnayim Kis Was Do Gev the Ishki the Omer Lishol for Kosov the Kosov Pain Bahu. What if they only send someone else to the Ksiva but do the Chasima themselves? Shalt Tate Seba Dorotar Kamba. Okay, should she get divorced from her new husband because it's a Sunday? My other son Tamba, what's the Sunday? He's something in the umdana of what someone means by the words. Do they mean when they say so, you should write it? Or do they mean you should sign it, but someone else could write it? Typically, Masnisa or Lashnaim to get the Ishti. Oh, Shlosha kids will get the Ishti already able to get to go there. They get to know. Says the Borish of Mishnah that the Ksiv has to be done by them themselves. No, he goof a coming by like so, except Yadnu, Oksab, Haget, who's the subject, but the Mishnah is talking about the Ksiv or the Chasima. The Mishnah is talking about the Ksiv or the Mishnah is talking about the Chasima. The Ksiv, we don't care about, no one about those. She did the Sabbath Yahu, the Tari Safer Armor of Yosin, the meaning of the Shleach, after the Kabbalah shall feel on the base of the village for Shlaim, to get the Ishti Shield, and we get the Blah. He am from Shlomach Sabbath Yahu, Shabber, the Yom Sabbath Yod, and we become a deed of Shlomach Yod, Berta, Sima Shaddai, Kuba, obviously the Mishnah is talking about Sima Sagat. The Mishnah is talking about Hakbi, the Bez, and doesn't know, and yes, there can be, we deem that Chad, to new Bez, and doesn't have a sign. I think that's what we got up to. The Easter, like the Hakso, Sab Yod, and who Oksava get Kosher, but if he wants to say what's one side of a Suffolk, one side of his suffix is that aksovu means signatures, what we call chasima. But writing the get, there's no akpada that anyone could tell anyone to do it a million times. Meaning, until now, we're asking for the language of the mission. After you say ksiva, there's no pay, does the mission says ksiva? Now we're asking you, svara. After you say there's no pay to write the get, obviously, there's a kfei to write to get to the Yidlom Emsu and the Shliach. So the Slara have to allow a Shliach to Shliach for Ksiva. The answer is Amri, Yisvirlan, Diksovu, Ksav, Yadlanu, Ksavaka, then Ksavaka, Natsaka, Omer, Imru, Modu, Yos, Omer, Imru, no. And, according to one side of the Safi, that what guy says to the Yidlom, what guy says to two friends, three friends, so he means sign the get, but writing the get, he means he's not referring to, then it's an under that what he's telling him is Omer Imru, go tell someone else to write the get, and you guys sign it. And Yossi admits, even though Shliach is not also Shliach, it was rather me, the Mepsum Shliach, he admits that Omer Imru, Mili, and Mepsum Shliach, Mili is not Mepsum Shliach, if I stop telling you to do something, you can't tell someone else. If I tell you to tell someone else, but foolish, then even Yossi, everyone admits that that works. The Gemara asks, me, Moda, and then the rest of the sugya, me, Moda, Rabbi Yosef, Omer, Imru. Is it really true that Rabbi Yosef is Moda by Omer, that Omer, Imru works? But it's not. Sab Sof, Rabbi Kasher, the Mishnah says later on, the 1A plus the handwriting of the Sofer is Kasher. The big machlok is what that means. The Sofer wrote the get plus 1A, or the Sofer wrote the get and signed it plus the second aid. Right? Does it mean Sab Sof, Rabbi aid? Like he wrote, and there's only one guy signed, big finish. Or does it mean Chassam Sofer Eid? He wrote it and signed it. And another guy signed it. It's a very small finish that the Sofer could be one of the eight. Yeah, Amar Rav Yirmiyah, Chassam Sofer Shidim. Rav Yirmiyah says, no, Chassam Sofer. Can't be Machir, the Sofer writing, and one guy signing. Because there's only one guy signing. No, but obviously the Sofer wrote and signed, and one guy signed. And that's a small finish. It's a small finish. L'chor Midar Raisa. It's Pashat that it's kosher. Small Kiddush is that they were abundantly distinguished against it, that it's fine for the Sofer to be one of the eight, and there are two eight, and one the Sofer, one stranger. Why not? There's two eight, and the Sofer's kosher to be eight.
What's the possible problem?
Ah, well, yes. The under Chista, Rav Chista says, Masnisin. Let's introduce. What's the possible problem? The possible problem is what's the Hagmin of Chassam Sofer Be'Hussle? Because of what they call here Chorba. Because we're afraid of Kisufa, right? Embarrassment. If I tell two guys, let's see, who's a hush of Sofer out there? I tell you guys, go to the Sofer, have her write it, but you guys sign it, or someone else should sign it. You guys go to the Sofer, he'll write it. So he'll say, of course, I'm a very hush guy. Of course, you want to be one of the to sign it, right? And you'll be intimidated, and you'll say, oh, of course, you want to sign it. And therefore, we're afraid that the intermediary will tell the Sofer is authorized to sign when he wasn't really authorized to sign out of embarrassment. And therefore, it'll be puzzled. So if we let this, meaning if we ever let the Sofer sign as an aid, then it could be embarrassing when the Baal didn't ask him to sign as an aid, and they might lie and fudge and say he didn't tell him to sign as an aid, and unauthorized aid, and that'll be a furba, and then he should say, and etc. Okay, so why are we choshish this furba? Right? Seems like a good, I mean, the assumption is this is a good exegra to make, because it's a logical possibility. I guess they lived in those days, and they knew that it was quite a logical shash that people might be embarrassed to tell someone they weren't picked as an aid.
Wouldn't
Sofers
know Michael's name?
No,
because it's so common that
Sofers. No, because if it's not Sofer, he was kosher, then most people would select the Sofer's name. Many
fact,
people would.
I love it's as well known as the possible poor Sofer the second.
You're not a good psychologist. You don't know that. You think the Sofer will say, look, obviously I'm a Sofer, I'm also getting, come on, it's just ish, my Zebra is very serious on law clothes, I should be very careful not to do a korba, etc. You don't understand people at all. People are bali gaiva. Gaiva overrides the humus. The Sofer will say, yeah, on the one hand, the Sofer said, careful, instead of the other one. It's how can he possibly pick someone else over me? It's obvious, it's an obvious as, you know, the fact that this is my left hand, that obviously there's no one more qualified to be an aide than I am, and therefore, okay, when you get older, you'll learn the ways of the world. For sure, the gaiva of a human being can outweigh all other factors. In any case, so, Amar Chista, so why weren't they close to Chorba? Masnitz mani Reb Yosihi. It must be Rabbi Yossi. This mission must be Rabbi Yossi. Rabbi Yossi has no worry about Chorba. The Amar really remembers the Shliach. Why? The whole problem of Chorba only comes up if you send an intermediary to the Sofer. If I go to the Sofer and I'm embarrassed, if I'm the husband, I go to the Sofer embarrassed, I ask to sign, that's fine. I ask to sign. I don't care if I ask to sign out of embarrassment or out of any other consideration. I did it. It's only, I can't lie about who I'm asking to sign. If I ask you to sign, I ask you to sign. It's only intermediary can lie. So, says Rabbi Yossi, there is no such thing as a get through an intermediary. Because me and the Rosh Hashanah Shleach, and therefore there's no possible Chorba. Ah, Visat, Dakim, Motim, Yosef, Armor, Ibru, Nakhme, Chorba, the Zim, the Armor, Lul, Shnayim, Ibru, the Sofer, Yifta, the Poem, Flow, the Aftamu, Mishum, Kisufa, the Sofer, Chaishu, Makhmi, Chadmi, Hanar, Sadi, the Sofer, Batayu, Balo, Omar, Hachi. But if Rabbi Yossi is Motim, Omar, Ibru, then there could be a Chorba even according to Rabbi Yossi. And that's against Rabbi Yirmi and the whole Shad of the Mishnah. Because if he's Motor Omer Imru, then there's just as much of a Chorba. The Chorba is that, meaning, the classic Chorba is a case of Omer Imru. If it wasn't Omer Imru, there's no Chorba, right? If I tell you two to sign, and if I tell three people to know, our mayor holds me, Lord, so there's no possibility. The Chorba is Omer, I said, well, you did something else. So the Chorba is an Omer Imru. So if Yossi's Motor Omer Imru, there's still a Chorba. I can tell you two, tell the Sofer, right, but not to sign. You'll be intimidated. Tell him to sign, and then we'll be a Zorbich. He'll tell him to do something I didn't say. So, it's Akasha. The answer is, came to Markasha, Lotasik, and Yisrael, Loshkiach. Ah, even though Omer Imur is kosher, according to Rabbi Yossi, but it's also Kachim. Kashim, Lotasik, and Yisrael, you're not like, it's also Kachim. Why is it also Kachim? We'll explain later. Because we're afraid of, we're afraid that someone who wants the fake get will just hire two people to tell someone else. You know, once you have an 88 broken telephone, it's much easier to hire liars to impersonate. You know, hire someone, liar to impersonate the Baal is very hard. The Baal is the Baal. But to hire liars to impersonate Shluch of the Baal, I don't know,
prior to guys, they say they're shlomo the baal, they tell the sofer, they tell the them. And okay, so kachal since also kachila, therefore it's not shkiach anyone would do. But even though Omer Imer is talking, yeah, also a kachila, there's no shash korba because people almost never do things that are also kachila. Therefore, we don't have to worry that it'll lead to a korba. The lecha jama amrul beitrei amrul Imer the sofer v'yichto v'atem chasol mu v'azul hanuk shem suvet sofer machlo the sofer adi chad minay balo Omer achi. Says, but why do we worry that it's still be a korba? After all, kosher v'lo taseh is only for the Edom. Because the Edom are the one who could be lying or telling the truth. The Edom are the one who are testifying, so we don't have false Edos. So kosher v'lo taseh, avoid any false Edos. But why do we worry that? A husband will tell you. You two go to the sofer, tell them to write it, and sign yourselves. Then there's no kosher v'lo taseh. There's no possibility of false testimony here. I told you yourself. But you might go to the sofer and be embarrassed and ask them to sign the lead to a korban. So ask them to sign what they didn't tell you to. So the answer is, no, that's also kashvul tasa. Rashi explains that you can't do omer imru the sofer as exera to omer imru the eidim. You can't do omer imru the eidim as exera to people lying and making false testimony. And therefore, since everything's also l'chachila, it won't lead to a korba, even if Rabbi Yossi's matter b'dievet. The Gemara says, "Ha nichal under kashul l'tasim under kashul l'tasim." I can believe that only works under kashul l'tasim. But there's a matter later on the daf that kashul l'tasim. So then, how do you explain it? El Rabbi Yossi tarti amar u'shmal shavu lechfasin chadapal leifechad. Okay, final maskana. Now we got pshitas. We know who's on which team. Rabbi Yossi said two things. He said, "Mi l'memshu l'shliach." And even that Omer Imru is puzzled with the Evid. Shmuel agreed with him about one thing. Shmuel agreed with him, as Shmuel said. Omer Shmuel Omer Rebbe, Allah Rabbi Yossi, Omer Milu Mishu Shliach, but he disagreed with Omer Imru, and he held not Modra Yossi of Omer Imru, but the Shmuel of Omer Imru. That Shmuel was half like Rabbi Yossi. He said Milu Mishu Shliach, but Omer Imru works. Okay, so now we know what are the two sides, even if Milu Mishu Shliach. Yet about Rav Meir goes Milu Mishu Shliach perhaps, but even if Milu Mishu Shliach, Rav Yossi himself says even Omer Imru is possible to be Evet, while Shmuel says Milu Mishu Shliach without Omer Imru, but Omer Imru is kosher to be Evet. And even kosher chachila if the Omer Imru is for the sofer, and that's why he had this suffix since Omer Imru the sofer is kosher to be Evet, maybe chachila. And he was Masovic and Omdim in psychology. When I tell you, kiss, you get, do I mean you should write it? Or do I mean Omer Imru the Sofer to write it and you should sign it? That was his Masovic. The Gemara in Daf Ayin Aleph on Beis to Ayin Beis and Aleph also discusses Omer Imru. These are the two sugyas of Omer Imru in Shas. And they also have the same Havamina. They wanted Yashay, a steer of generation, say for the Mishnah there. The Risha sounds like only if you told them to write, then it's possible they tell someone else. But if you give them more broader authorization, that's okay. While the Sefer says no, how do you get bottle or shiram the sofer? So get his bottle unless you directly tell the sofer.
Why didn't you reject this stuff? Rashi says it's how. Say, if someone says kiss food, that means they're wanting to play games.
So the assumption is either that they said kiss food, we're not, just not bringing that in right now, so it's not a discussion, or that they said kiss food, and they said kiss food and bring it to me, and then they gave it themselves. So they're obviously not joking. It's not a case they just said kiss food and said nothing else, and that was
Exactly.
Okay, so exactly. And that's really the okay. So the Gemara has one stage in the Havamina. He says, the answer is that it depends on Omer Imru. If what does the ratio mean? The ratio means if I tell you to write the get and tell someone else, that's possible. But I tell you Omer Imru to someone else to write the get, that's fine. Gemara says no. Mean motive be also Omer Imru. Besides, like, doesn't the Mishnah. Does Rabbi Yossi really admit it Omer Imru? What about him? They bring the whole
etc. Same proof as of just a little more because they already went through it 5 months ago. Same proof that Yossi had promoted over Imro. Elam Chavarta, Reisha Kermay or Sage from Yossi, Amarvashi, Omar Kuler, Yossi, Baloni, Bayakamar. Either the Reisha or Mayor. Sovu, you can't pass it on. But to you can't pass it on. The Sage from Yossi, no. I have to tell you directly, there's no way to pass it on at all. Not with Kisvu, not with Tun, not with Shine, not with Shlosha, not with Over Imro. And Rav says, the whole mission is Rav Yossi, and it's a Derech Lomi Baya. Obviously, not only if I say Kisvu, you can't pass it on. Even if I say anything, you can't pass it on, no matter what, whether Kisvu, Tunu, even Omer Imru, you're not allowed to pass it on. That's what he says. Lomi Baya, Hef Lomer, Tu, Elfi Lomer, Tu. Lomi Baya, Hef Lomer, Lomer, Tlasa, Elfi Lomer, Lomer, Tlasa. The long I have Lomer Imru Allah Filo Amr Imru. Nami Lo. Doesn't matter. Not only if I tell two people Kisvu, even if I tell two, even if I tell three people two, even if I say Omer Imru, everything is no good. That's Ravashi's Maskanan. There's a Bryce so like him. Kasav Shofu Lishma Bakaswa Eden Lishma. Apish Gaswu Khazmu Nasnu Lo Naswa. Even if they wrote a Lishma and they gave it to the Baal of Baal didn't see himself, or you get Batel. Batel means no Bryce or nothing. Achishmu Kolosh and Wasok So Lady Kasomu. Unless they hear the husband's voice telling them to write, so for the writing, they need to sign 1 second. Yish mukola la fukin mandamar modem yos memory in room. Why is it if they hear his voice? La fuke mandamar omer in room. La fuke. From the possibility that omer in room is okay. No, they have to mamish hear his voice. So the maskana daf ayin beis of an aleph is the exact same as the maskana daf seven zayin of an aleph. Rav Yossi ain't no modem omer in room. Rav Yossi says even omer in room is possible. As opposed to Shmuel, who says Omer Imru is kosher, and he says it's something in Amdana. Did the guy mean Omer Imru the sofer, or did the guy not mean Omer Imru the sofer?
All right, when we read that, it's we understand. I mean, we don't like it, it doesn't work in this case.
I mean, in this case. Now, let's just briefly mention that this is a big machlok salach lais. On the one hand, Rav Yossi's not molded by Omer Imru, and the halacha generally follows Rav Yossi against her mayor. So Omer Imru should be batal, should be nothing. On the other hand, and likewise, Rav Ashi is Basra, right? Rav Ashi is the last generation of Rav Yossi, so we should follow his child, the Mishnah. According to Rav Ashi, Stam Mishnah in Daf Ayin Aleph from Beis, which says Omer Imru is possible. So you're from Rav Yossi and it's not Mishnah. So that's reason to paskin and maybe Rav Ashi himself hold this. Well, that's not so clear. Maybe he's just saying Rav Yossi. This, well, I'm not going to get into this, but the Rishonim here bring up, you might have noticed, the big question of what's the order of the front getting, right, is Perik Omer / Shiskabel, whatever you call it before, Misha Achso Perdikus, like an hour printed chassis, or is Misha Achso Perdikus before Perik Omer Hiskabel, like in the Rush, for example, and the Meiri, it's hard to know all the Rishonim how, exactly they might have written the first time or not, but the way it came down to us, in outprinted Bavli and most of the Rishonim, it's our sixth Perik followed by our seventh Perik, but in Rush, that's our, and in the Meiri, it's our seventh Perik followed by our sixth Perik, so that gets into the question of whether it's Machlokes or Meir followed by Sam. Which is like Stam, or it's a Stam followed by a Locus. So there are many potential reasons, possibly like Rav Yossi. A, Rav Yossi is authoritative. B, according to our order, there is Machlokas, and Stam is Machlokas followed by a Stam, which follow the Stam. And C, Rav Ashi's Basra. However, that's far from Mukhrach, but Rav Ashi might have just been interpreting the Mishnah, not saying so. And maybe it's a Stam Becharkach Machlokas. And more importantly, Shmuel disagrees partially with Rav Yossi, and an Amora, the Achrav and Amora, beats the standard rules of Paskin Tanoi. So Lamaisa, this is a big toss-up, how we Paskin. I just put some of the sheets here. The Ron quoted that the Rif, and he also, the Rif is right there, looked on top, the Bahag and the Rav Hananel. He also quoted the Rid, right on our dot, says the same thing. As well as the as well, Tosfos is the exact same thing, as well as the Rush.
And many, many other Rishonim, the Ravid in Mishnah Torah, right? The Ravid on the Rambam in Helchos Gerushin. So many Rishonim Paskin, like Rav Yossi, and like the Mishnah by Nalvon Beis, and like Rav Ashi, that it is Omer Imra is Bottle. Omer Imra is no good, even Raisa, as a the Gemara Shalanu Haria get Bottle, and Shiyomer Losofer, Rahuli Herfordikus. So, what are these Shitas of Psak? Rav Yossi slash Stam Mishnah slash Rav Ashi. You have the Rif, the Bahag, the Rach, the Rid, right of Kadaf, the Rush, the Ravid, the Talmudoros, the Balamor. There are many others, but on our sugya, if you look, the Avrama, quoted, of course, in the tradition of God and others. On the other hand, maybe we should pass like Shmuel. That is what the Ramban and the Ritva quote from Tosfos. We don't have anything in our Tosfos. Say Tosfos pass like Shmuel. Why? Rav Ashi didn't have his own opinion. It's just Tanaim. And Psak and Amora beats the rules of deciding between Tanaim and the Ritva himself also adopted it that way. On the other hand, you have the Sefer Truma. Sefer Truma quotes the Ritva, and Ramban passed the same way, and the Ran passed the same way. The Sefer HaTruma, the Ramban, and the Ran usually follows. He says he really thinks the halacha like Shmuel, but he's nervous to argue on the Rif. Suffolk, right? Mispara, Kishmuel, Lemaisa, Suffolk. And what's the other nafkamina for many Rishonim? Not for Rishonim. Abba Chassam Sofer Be'ein is there a chash of Korba. If you pass like Rabbi Yossi, there's no chash of Korba. Chassam Sofer Be'ein is kosher. But if you pass against Rabbi Yossi, then maybe a chash of Korba, Chassam Sofer Be'ein would be possible. That's exactly what the Ran and the Ran discussed. They're always out of this. And therefore, Sam Sofer, the A. It's kosher according to the Rif, muscle according to Tosfos. Possibly Suffolk, because after all, maybe, well, not even possibly Suffolk, maybe it's leaning towards saying, right? Possibly they have the biggest form, right? They say, what about Omer Imro? Omer Imru is Batel, and therefore Sam Sofer is Kasher. Omer Imru is Kasher, therefore Sam Sofer is Batel. Omer Imru is Choshishim. Lifso, we suffix the Choshishim riffs, and they pass them both ways. They end up with suffix. The Rambam is the big question mark. What does the Rambam say that Omer Imru? Interestingly. Although close. The Rambam says Pasul. What does Pasul mean? The Rambam explains in all the Hilchos Gittin. Pasul means Rabbana. And the Rambam actually has a pre-makel version of Pasul. That's so clear. If you get his Pasul means Rabbana, then what? The Rambam says Pasul means Rabbana. He's going to be Sislotay and say she gets remarried. She can stay remarried. He's pretty makel. I'm watching it together. That's Pasul means Rabbana. But he says, Miss Yashmi Dabar Harbe. You have to think about it a lot. Because it's Karo Kliyos Batel, meaning is one of the few places the Rambam in the Mishnah Torah expresses doubt. Usually the Mishnah Torah, the Rambam's pretty clear-cut, meaning he says kosher, pasul, chayav, potter, and when it's a suffix, he declares, and it's a suffix, and therefore it's going to be a mariah or whatever, you know, he usually doesn't say, like, we're all the modern halacha books, well, you showed him this, you showed him that, etc., etc. But here's one of the few places where Rambam could be a 21st century halacha book who just says, I'm nervous and I don't know the answer to anything. The He says it's possible, but you have to think about it a lot. Now, what does Rambam think about it a lot? You know, does that mean you have to think if you can have a be smarter than me and figure out shot the sugya? Or the Kesemish says, no, it doesn't mean you have to think about it a lot. Rambam says, look, well, I didn't figure it out. You also don't figure it out, but you have to, like, go some take somewhat of an in-between span. Meaning, normally, impossible, you say, don't do it, don't do it. Don't be married, don't be married. Well, once they're remarried, you love to get away with it. Over here, it's unclear, so even after they're remarried, since the Kesemish, you can't break up the second marriage, but you should try to encourage them to break it up. I mean, it's most impossible once they're remarried. Okay? Bygones, let bygones be bygones. Whereas most of them, when they're remarried, you might hope they get divorced. Here, you're trying to convince the guy to be machmir, even though you can't force him. Okay, so let's hustle the caro Leo's batel. Why was he not sure if it was batel or not? He was obviously not sure if it was batel or not because he's besotted whether pasul like Shmuel or like. Or like Rabbi Yossi. That has to do with the Ramban and the Rav.
Well, you have to be
star on the bottom.
Star on the bottom page. By the way, in the now again in the Parish Mishnayos, at least what I oh, this is not the Parish Mishnayos. This Lepira Mashos Abidim is Yash Medaber Zeh. This is our glishals in the local engineers. No, this is what there is. Aha. So he thinks it can't be the Rambam who was really a Sopek. What is it? Yashvim B'davar. Yeah, I'm not sure I accept that because I don't know how it could be dependent on them to see both. Either Omer works or doesn't. It's not like it depends on the particular couple. That's why I think the cousin of Shlush Lachri B'Nehem is the Ketz Mishnah. Says the Ketz Mishnah, what is Yashvim B'Nehem? Meaning, we would prefer to break up the second marriage. But we can't be sure we should break up the second marriage. And maybe that's the Mitzyashkim and Dabar, you have to look at what's the right move in this case. We're going to be good to break up the second marriage, but we're not sure you should break up the second marriage. And then you have to use your judgment. Maybe that's the customer's just left
reading. It's remarkable based on the fact that everywhere else on this Yashkim, it's kind of a challenge that we have.
Yes, the mission says maybe look at the circumstances of Peter once the suffer to know what to be in the second marriage. That's right. Maybe that's
good.
That's hard to tell. We know the Baal's intention was over Imra. We're just misunderstanding whether it works or not. That's why I'm not McDonald. Because I don't understand how you need to apply it. Okay. Anyway.
I don't agree with the general analysis.
Okay, Lemaisa, what does he mean by Pasul and Karov, Leos, Batel? There are two basic drachim here. The Ran understands, and the Ramban understands, and this is the Maram al Ashkar quoted in the Mishnah. What does he mean by this? Says the Ramban and the Ran. Now, and the Maharam al Ashkar, who the Kesef Mishnah quotes. Very, very, very small print. Together with Rav David HaKohen, that the Shofar al-Ashmi deals with this. But basically, what do they say? They say that for the Rambam, it's Safek Kosher, Kishmuel, Safek Pasol, Kiram Yossi. Okay, it's basically the Rambam and the Rambam themselves. The problem with the Rambam, and then there's Ihasha, because the Rambam says, Rambam says Samsoferot is kosher or tes. So hold on a sec. If they're Masopah, then they should pass up both Samsoferot and Omer Emor. And here the you get into a fascinating, you know, methodological point. First of all, I think they're wrong. I think Mark Shocker is not the best shot around. Here, the Rabban, the Rad, it's a little unfair. It has to be cast on the Rambam, and then it doesn't make any sense to the Kasha. How seriously is that really appears to the Rambam? The Kasha is then why is Tom Silver Bedi kosher? If it's a soft thing, you should be back for both ways. Maybe Omer is kosher. Omer is possible. Maybe Omer is possible. Omer is kosher. There are ways out of it. Maybe there are other reasons you could kosher Tom Silver Bedi. Or fascinating methodological question. If the Rambam's Masopek, therefore, once you're Masopek, no one would ever do Omer and Brew. So maybe you don't need a Bigozer on some silver aid, meaning can you change like the Xeris of Chazal based on your Spakos or not? Do you have to say, I'm a Sopek whether it goes on some silver aid? Or once I'm a Sopek whether Omer and Brew's custard, I'm a Sopek whether it goes on some silver aid? I can now comfortably say some silver aid is kosher. Okay, but we're not getting into it. Now, Lemaisa, I think this is not shot in the Rambam. The Rambam doesn't say suffix whether it's bottle or not. He knows how to say suffix whether it's bottle or not. The Rambam says it's puzzle, and it's currently as bottle. The simple shot in the Rambam is where David HaKohen says, in the Chedush Miksav Yad, David HaKohen in the Kesef Mishnah, and the Chedush Miksav Yad says this in the Rambam, and Kach is Shidas, the Yad Ramah, quoting the Chedush Miksav Yad, Badai puzzle, but Safek Batel. It's not that we're Masuk whether we hold like Shmuel or not. We for sure don't hold like Shmuel. It's partial we don't hold like Shmuel. Badai puzzle. Here of Yossi, who don't look like Shmuel. The Rambam's not Masuk like Shmuel at all. It's partial we don't hold like Shmuel. Shmuel hold. Most of them are Hebrew and we're in this culture. Partial we don't hold like Shmuel. Partial we hold like Yossi. That's not even a suffix in the mind of the Rambam. He's just a suffix, whether Rabbi Yossi passels or Raisa or passels or Rabbanan. That's simply suffix. Whether Rabbi Yossi passels or Raisa or passels mean Rabbanan. That is his only suffix. Lomar. Suffix. And Rabbi Yossi posel midar Raisa. Oh, midrabanan. That's an only suffix, whether it goes to pasels or raisa or pasels midrabanan. Meaning it's for sure pasel midrabanan, which is why Samsofre has no shashkur, it's for sure pasel midrabanan. Whether or not it's pasel midrabanan or raisa, he's midrabanan. He thinks it's only pasel midrabanan, but he's worried that it might be pasel midraisa. How does he know? And the Rav David Cohen says, how does he know that we for sure hold like a Rav Yossi and Shmuel? So just because all the Amoraim who say Chassam Sofer Bedi is kosher, they obviously have to hold like Rav Yossi and Shmuel. But we know we hold like Rav Yossi and Shmuel. We just don't know whether that's the Reich Sedra Banan, and that is the suffix of the Yad Ramah quoted in the Chidush Miksav Yad, who says, we're not sure why they passed Omer Imru. Did they pass it to those with the Raisa? Or just like Seira Durabana Atu Mili. Atu Omar Gisputsu without Omer Imru. So he's the Suffolk, whether of Yossi is close on me, Doraisa, only Durabana Seira Atu Shliach. Onto, let's do this. Nasiris Mili Bidolo Amar Imru. Just practically confused. Okay, that is what the Yad Ramah says. And but the Rav David Cohen answers, hold on a second. But the main reason to paskin like Rabbi Yossi against Shmuel is this sugya in the seventh parak. And the sugya in the seventh parak says, Hi, get butto. I be Ishmael. Kolo, what the lashon. Hare get batal on shiyom al sofer k'sov lita kasovu, or the parallel brisa. Hare haget batal shiyishmu kolo shiyom al sofer k'sov lita kasovu.
So doesn't it say batal there? So how could the Rambam even sofer whether it's daraisa or whether it's daraisa or derabanan? So you could say he was a little sofer. If the lashon batal is dafker, lab dafker, dafker. Tosfos Bavdavka, but Rav Donat Cohen says no. There are two reasons you could pass against Shmuel. One reason is because you pass against Shmuel because the Mishnah in Pasuk Berdikus. Then the Chorin should be bought. But he says that was the Rambam's reason. The Rambam's reason passing against Shmuel is because so many of Aram said some sofer beidus kosher that it must be Omer Imru is possible. That only proves Omer Imru is possible on some level. It doesn't prove on what level. Separate Bashi or not. Therefore, he's not sure if it's the rice or drop on it. Okay, that's the halacha l'maaseh. Now let's just try to understand conceptually what is going on in the sugya of Omer Imru. Here we have the famous kiddush of the Ramban. Says the Ramban, he doesn't even like as a as a dover poshut kolkach. Then he just starts out this as the kasher. Why is there machlokes in Omer Imru? It's obvious Omer Imru should work. Because Omer Imru is just what in disguise? Mino Shlomo Fanav in disguise. Omer Imru is Mino Shlomo Fanav. That's the Chiddush, the Ramban. He didn't think it's a Chiddush. He like starts with that and then starts asking questions. Like that's the most obvious thing in the world. Meaning, what is it? Let's read what Omer Imru is. I tell Natan and Sam, go tell Reuven to write it and Shimon leave it to sign it, or whatever it may be. What I'm really saying is, what do you mean go tell them? What I'm really saying is that, why would you go tell them? Because I want them to be my shliach. So what I'm really implicitly saying is, I am Imana Ruvein a shliach to write it, and Shimon Levi shluchim to sign it, and be Imana shluchim. What am I over here? I'm saying, go inform them that they have been appointed shluchim. Omer Imru means go inform them that they are already my shluchim, miner shlova funav. That's the Ramban.
Is that potential difference these days? If, like, if I send emails, therefore, like, it's not going through the mechanism of another person being actually. That's me just.
So I don't think that's fundamentally different from the discussions of the Rishonim Achronim of, or not just the Rishonim Achronim, that based on the well. What about sending the letters? Right? I mean, before email, they had mail. Some of us may remember that, right? Remember, you wrote letters to people? So what if I send a letter? Some of that's discussed in all the Rishonim Achronim. And they assume it's no good, but I'm not promising you that's no good according to all. No good according to all the shitas. That may very well be the equivalent of Mino Shlomo Fanav, if not better. You're right. The mics were not great. We're not right. Everything. But it's a great question. That's the Ramban. The Ramban assumes that it's really what I mean is I am appointing them and you should inform them. And even when I say, let's say the case here, right? I, according to one side of the whole suffer, I say, go sign it yourself, but it's implicit. I mean, Omer Imru the sofer. I didn't say we're sofer. So what I'm saying is, it's like, you don't have to be mad at so much little fun of, you don't have to say who it is. Oh, Shamea Koli, you have to get like, she is a valid minoin. According to one day in Tosfos, Kol Harotze Lechto, you have to get like, she is also a valid minoin. So what I'm saying is, I am appointing whoever you pick as a sofer and go inform them they've been appointed. So perhaps it's really Minu Shlomo Fanav. And who argues on the Ramban? The Ritva quoting the Rav, right? He just quotes his Rav.
Best enough.
The Ran, in case you weren't sure, when the Ran quotes him, he can't say my Rebbe, he quotes his Rebbe, so he just quotes my name, the Ran.
The Ra'ah quoted in the Ritva and the Ra'ah. But I used to the Ritva because the Ritva was married. Seem to endorse it. The Ra'ah says, no, it's not Minu Shlomo Fanav. Minu Shlomo Fanav is different from Rav Yosef. Minu Shlomo Fanav, Rav Yosef thinks. That's Fasha's mom. What could possibly be wrong with Minu Shlomo Fanav? So what does Omer mean? Omer Amru just means that I am telling you to be my shliach to appoint somebody. As opposed to being a... If I make you my shliach to do it, you can't tell someone else to do it. That's me, I'm the shliach. But according to Shmuel, if I make you my shliach to tell someone to do it, remember, the Ma'arit thought that's what me, I'm the shliach meant. So obviously this doesn't work with Ma'arit. What did Ma'arit say? Me, I'm the shliach meant, you can't make a shliach and tell them you're my shliach to appoint another shliach. Okay, the Ma'arit cannot go together with the Ra'ah, which is fine. Ma'arit was our minority shita. He doesn't have to be able to go. It's fine if he only goes with half the... Rishonim here. The Ra'ah saying, no, the shliach means I'm telling you to do it. Can you pass that on to someone else or not? The answer is, me and the Mamsur shliach, you can't. I make you a shliach to give the get and not to appoint a shliach. Me and the Mamsur shliach, you can't. You don't have the independent power to appoint a shliach. But, Omer Imru, I'll leave it to Shmuel. If I make your shliach to appoint another shliach, that's different than Bili. Again, doesn't work for the Ra'ah. It works for everyone else. Then you can. So here is the Hakira in Omer Imru. What is Omer Imru? So that's the Ramban. It's me noin shalom b'fanav. And it says the Ra'ah, but the Ra'ah says it's not me. But then what is it? It is what it sounds like. I can be Omer Ksofu. I can be Omer Tnu, I can be Omer Go By Mufil, or I can be Omer Amru. It's making your shliach to be a man of a shliach, right? It's shlichos lasos minoi shlichos. Shlichos to make your shlichos, which again, according to my writ, was what regular meaning is. So it can't work with my writ. You have to assume.
What's the practical?
Give me a second. Unlike Ma'arit, that the regular sugya of Mili is about shlichos. Let's say shlichos lipto elosha shliach. Regular meaning means I make your shliach to write, or whatever it may be, and you make someone else's shliach do it instead of you. That's me lamenting the shliach. But if I make your shliach, then make your shliach. What? Just like if you're not the Ma'arit, I can make your shliach be Ma'akir, and I can make your shliach be Ma'akish, I can make your shliach to point your shliach. I understand, it's not so much, even if you're not the Ma'arit, maybe I can make your shliach be Ma'akish. That's not a entire house. That's but or for all the other reasons we have on the board. Okay, that's the on the run and the Ramban. What's yes? Exactly. Meaning the Baal was already mina lit so fair. Hashliach moti alo, as opposed to the shliach is memaneh the sofer. I mean the sofer or the edim or what have you, right? Shliach memaneh the sofer, and then it's. Shliach is meman l'sofer.
But isn't it midata? That's the problem?
The shliach is meman l'sofer. But the shliach is meman l'sofer not for himself.
Who's choosing the sofer?
Or it doesn't matter. But we'll get to that. Shliach is Beman in the Sofer.
I'll agree.
In the Shliach is Beman in the Sofer. The Shliach is Beman in the Sofer of Shlichus Habaal. The Baal Shalach and Sashliach the Manos Sofer. Right?
Yes.
That are the two conceptions of like just when a guy says Omer Imru, what does he mean? Does he mean I am appointing and you have to inform him? Or does he mean, I make you a shliach to appoint him? One nafkamina could be that they bring up a cute nafkamina. What if I make Aryeh Yehuda my shluchim to appoint the sofer b'edim, and Aryeh and Yehuda get sidetracked? I say, go to Kiryat Shmona and tell Reuven to write again on my behalf and Shimon Levi to sign it. And Ari and Yehuda, you know, I'm going to say that's a but the post have to suck, although probably can't get Reuven out again today. You just had a positive test a week ago, right? Got it, okay. So, and all of a sudden, Ari gets a positive corona test, and he can't go to Kiryat Shmona, or whatever the case may be. All of a sudden, they're on the way to Kiryat Shmona, and they find some very important affairs that they have to tackle in, or, you know, invite to a party, and forget about it. But luckily, I told them this in front of the whole shiur, and it so happens that Yoni is in Kiryat Shmona tomorrow, and he mentions, you know, Reuven and Shimon and Levi, Reb Bednar asked you to write the gift for him. So what if someone else tells them to do it? I'll give the Shmona, right? What if someone else tells them to do it? Is that good enough? If you say, like, they're a Ba'an, that's good enough, right? You shouldn't point out. After all, I was already about a remission of beliefs, which is so important. You don't have to do that. I just asked you to do me a favor, and I feel to report them, so that's the fact. But if I intended you to appoint them, then until you get there, they haven't been appointed. So that could be one Nafkamina. It's been a cute Nafkamina, but it's a true one, right? Nafkamina 1. What about Aliba de Shmuel? Acherim hodiyu lesofer ve'edim. What if other people told the sofer to eat them, but the shluchim didn't? Then, according to the Ramban, that would be perfectly fine. And according to the Ra'ah, it would be no good. By the time possible, it was possible, actually, not being dying to my device. One is here. The classic document, there are originally arguments, is Aliba Durab Yossi. M. Nina Shliach Shalom Befanav Befeirs. Right? What I explicitly say, I am Mimane Ruben in Kiryat Shmona to write the get, and, you know, Shimon and Levi and Metula to sign it. I explicitly say Mimane Shalom Befanav. Says the Ramban, it doesn't work. That's over in group. And that's Machlokas Yishmol and Rav Yossi, and it doesn't work. The Ramban would say, muscle. And that's exactly Shita, that even Mina Shmol Mufana is possible. But what if the Ra'ah say? The Ra'ah says, you could have said, I disagree with you on Omer Imeriz, but coincidentally, I agree about Mina Shmol Mufana. But that would be, you know, your kids, where's the Ra'ah coming from? He's coming from, it can't be that Mina Shmol Mufana doesn't work. What does Mina Shlomo Fana have to do with our whole sugya of Mepshul Shliach and Shlomo Shliach? Mina Shlomo Fana, Mina Shlomo Fana, what can possibly be Mina Shlomo Fana? There's the Ra'ah. It's Kosher Lagamri. Real Mina Shlomo Fana is Kosher. The problem with Amber is that it's real Mina Shlomo Fana. It is shliach hoseh shliach. It's a different kind of shliach hoseh shliach. Not that the shliach makes the shliach on his own organization, but that the shliach acts on my behalf to want to shliach. But not really shliach hoseh shliach as much as asiya shliach hoseh shliach. But that is exactly, this is good, but the main machlokes in the Rabbanan the Ra'ah, by the way, this tremendous help of mice. Right? Meaning, very often, you can't necessarily get one shliach to pass on the word. It's not always so pushed that you can send one shliach from the husband to the sofer. This really halacha mice before modern transportation, right? And even after modern transportation, what about remember the Cold War, the Iron Curtain? Remember the Iron Curtain? So, right? Remember the Iron Curtain for mystery books? It was a little after Noach got out of the Teva. When we were young, the this is my Chayom, the husband behind the Iron Curtain. You can get someone to talk to him, we'll talk to someone, we'll talk to someone. But it's not so pasha to get the students already there. So pasha, okay. So according to the Ra'ah, there's no problem. According to the Ra'ah, there's a pasha way to give a get, even indirectly. Just tell the husband, don't appoint anyone to do anything. Don't appoint the guy next to you to do anything. Just say, I am appointing wherever they are. This guy is the shliach to write to get and sign it, or even better. I am appointing, the best thing up, Shlomi and any of there, and anyone appointed by them to be the shliach, etc. And you're good to go. According to Ramban, literally, right? According to Ramban, literally, actually, Yishma Kolo, Ramban takes, Ramban's main course is Ayin Aleph and Beis, and Ayin Beis and Aleph. Actually, Yomer the Sofer. You have to talk to the Sofer, and Ayin Beis and Aleph and Yomer. Actually, Yishmu Paul. By the way, Halacha Maisa, we're closer to our God. We don't rely on the Rabban at all. Mainly because it's actually Yishmu Kolo. Yishmu Kolo means directly, not Shlomo Fana. That's the Rabban's main right. So, the Rabban says, puzzle, says no. There's basically, unless the husband talks to the Sofer, the Edom, there's no way around it. Which creates a lot of challenges in halacha lemaisa when you don't have free modern transportation. While the and even nowadays, these things could come up. Husband is recalcitrant and whatever, and only get him to agree in some weird circumstances. You can't have him in the same room with the sofa. What do you do in that case? According to the Rav, no problem. According to the Rabban, you're dead.
It's just like if we have a bondage to Rav, Shmuel, and
Yosef. Yes. Yes. You're right. Maybe we should start. Okay.
Rabbi, didn't you give us the Ramban? V'chi ein adam osu ilaso shliach elo befonov? It doesn't have to be befonov.
That's the Avamina of the Ramban. Yeah, the Ramban starts with what could possibly be wrong with being a shliach shel Ramban? You can't pass it for the first line of something. That's not fair. Then we should also pass it in the Chumash. Let's pass in a Hashkafer from the Chumash. That's what the Chumash wants us to think. Hey, you have to go to the next pasuk. Even a caution that a system of what works, you know how now it's a two white customer. Okay, so stop cheating. Okay, but they okay, that was slow. Okay, fine. Let's, yeah. Lakora, yes. Lakora, that would be bullshit. Okay, let me just go back for a second. Are you? he points out, I went to Nafkamina, so that really explained the right? I went to Nafkamina, so that explained the Shita. So maybe we should, even if we don't change around the board. Thank you. I appreciate your flexibility. Give me one second. Even if we don't change around the board. Yes. Maybe let's ask ourselves, like, what is the machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi? Right? What is the machlokas between Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi? So, not Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi. What is the machlokas between Shmuel and, you know what? What does Shmuel say? And what does Rabbi Yossi say? Shmuel, the machlokas, Shmuel and Rabbi Yossi, right? So according to Ramban, Shmuel is Pasha Tavlin and Hesper. He ain't a muscle, lots of shmuel, so fun of. Why can't I accept being the fun of being Shmuel fun? Right? So he says Shmuel is Pasha. That sure, lasso shliach shalom b'fana. And what does Rabbi Yossi hold? So now, theoretically, the Ramban could have said, "Well, I haven't seen the shita in the shokin." Nope, you can't make your shliach shalom b'fana. Told her that would be a big chiddush, but that's not at all how the Ramban is doing. The Ramban goes, obviously, you can make your shliach shalom b'fana, except for gittin. And say more precisely, not except for Gittin, except for no. I think it says if I have a get, is not a mealy. Of course, you can ask a name of one, except for Ksivas, not Ksivas get. That's what you meant, except for Yitziras I get. Right? So he says no, Shani Ksivas get. By Ksivas get, I mean Ksiva and Chasima. Shani Ksivas get, because that's more chomer, right? Now, his formulation is very, very fascinating as to why it's more chomer, but what does he start with? Why is Ksivas get different than all these other chalumios? Because it needs
Lishma.
Ksivas get needs to be done Lishma, and that's Lishma is more chomer, although then he adds something else. He says, needs to be done Lishma, and it needs to be somehow been makom habaal lichtov, right? What's his lashon? Let's see if we can find his the lashon Ramban here. Sorry, give me a second. Ain odin makom habaal. You need basically. By Ksiva, what? Basically, Ksiva's get is different. Ksiva's get needs to be more personal than every other fellows in the world. Ksiva's get is a special rule you need Shamu. Obviously, it will behooves us to examine a little more deeply why Ksiva's get is so unique among all Haluyos in the entire Torah that you would need, let's say, in cold meaning. What do you mean, Enam bin Kolo? So even if he wasn't showing a kid, that's the whole point of the Ramban. Now, obviously, no, regular Shlokos on Kamoso and bin Kolo and regular things and Kamoso and all those other magic words, that requires me no name but Father Big Shlokos. No problem. But somehow, get is more personal. Now, on a certain intuitive level, it may even suggest to us that get is somehow more personal. After all, it's a personal thing, but that's not yet a longish explanation. Actually, it doesn't grate against our intuitions to say that get is more personal, requires more personal involvement because there's something special on get that's not grate against our intuitions. But we still have to explain it from one perspective. But that shiny Ksivas get, the Ba'inan, perhaps. True. The Ba'inan, Shmias Kolo, Mishon, Lishma and Ksiva bin Kolo, Bimkom Habal. I don't mean the place of, I mean the place. I mean the location of. I mean, now, the somehow get needs to be more personal.
Okay.
So that is a great question. And it could be he's referring to a locus rechonic and the tosmos on the basic base, whether the reason they need to hear the Baal commanding them is because of the Shema or is because of the Kasab, the Baal has to write it, or they have to be in place. But I think it's less likely. I think somehow, wait, hold it. I take that back. Yomi's saying his formulation is redundant. That's what you're saying?
Yeah.
If it's the Shema, one need to add, they need to be close. They need to be. Okay, good. That's the good question, and I'm going to answer it later. It's on the agenda. I'm just not going to answer it now. Okay, what does the Ra'ah say? Says the Ra'ah different. Says the Ra'ah that Shmuel's not so. Shmuel's also relatively pashut, perhaps not as pashut. What does Shmuel say? Shmuel says. Sure. Lasos shliach. Limno shliach. Here. I can make a shliach. Not the most obvious thing in the world, but it's possible. Not the most obvious thing in the world. You might have said, you can actually make a shliach. But possible. Then what does Rabbi Yossi say? So here, the Ra'ah does not tell us what Rabbi Yossi says himself. The Ra'ah himself doesn't tell us what Rabbi Yossi says. But, what does Rabbi Yossi say for the Ra'ah? You could say the same thing as the Ra'ah if you so desire. The special is different. But that's not what the Ra'ah assumes. The Ra'ah himself does not finish the thing. He doesn't even finish either set. He doesn't tell us what. The Ra'ah's very nice. The Ra'ah's a very generous fellow. He tells us exactly what Shmuel's Svara is and exactly where Yossi's Svara is. Okay, Yomi points out, maybe you left us confused about why you need all these words from Yossi's Svara. But, you know, if you read all the other Rabbans of the Masechet, then I think he clears it up a bit. The Ra'ah, I have no time against the Ra'ah, by the way. First of all, because I understand. And also because, like, we don't have the Ra'ah, we just have the Ra'ah quoted. He can explain things better. Out of the Bible where he wrote it, just don't happen. But the Ra'ah does not explain Shmuel's not explaining Rabbi Yossi. So Shmuel, I'm gonna say, you just mean skip Shuto, Omer, Ibrahim, Tomer, Ibrahim. Like, you know, if I end up pick what's the Shuto Shomikra as a verb, I would say that the Ra'ah says, you know, it means Omer Ibrahim doesn't even inform him, Omer Ibrahim means appoint him. So what did Rabbi Yossi say? What is Rabbi Yossi Svara? So you could say Rabbi Yossi Svara is saying to Ramban, oh, you're right, but get is more chomer. Or you could say what Arya is saying, which is that he holds you cannot appoint a shliach to appoint a shliach. No, it doesn't work that way. You can only appoint a shliach directly. You can't appoint a shliach to appoint a shliach, maybe for the Maharit's reason. You can't appoint a shliach to do something with mere words. In which case, the machlokes between the Maharit and the other Pshatim. Here's the machlokes about Omer and Ru, which was exactly what Rekiva Eger said. He said, that the man of Omer is kosher is not like the other, like Rosh, let's say. And the man of Omer is puzzled Maharit. That's exactly what Rekiva Eger would say based on this. So what's our Yossi's? Sir, the run, I'll explain to you know why I think. The run, and certainly Rabbi Kiva Eger. He says, no. Efshar laso shliach al yedei shliach. Okay, you can't make a shliach through a shliach even for Maritz reason. That's why Rabbi Kiva Eger reads this. He's not talking to the Rosh. He's talking to the Rosh. Either Maritz reason, or maybe for the reason that you can't, when you pass something on twice, it is too indirect. Like a shliach, make a shliach is just too indirect. But no, he Maybe specifically the Maharit.
We have a Gemara that says Tosha Leitah.
No, that Gemara Pasha Leitah says if Omer is between Shmuel, not with different gifts.
This problem is only a technical one. We're saying that the problem of Torva is so much so that it's going to apply every
technical one. Fundamentally, there's no such thing as make a slave to make a shliach. Yeah, sure. You can't make a slave to make a shliach.
But my understanding is that Rav Yossi's only problem with Omer Omer in this case is
No, backwards. The Rav Yossi says Omer in fundamentally doesn't. It is Rav Meir slash Shmuel slash whoever argues on Rav Yossi who says Omer in fundamentally works, but the Omer Imru fundamentally works, but you shouldn't do it because the kafir will pass it. And if you can do it, it would lead to a chorba, which would possibly some sort of remedy. Now, Rav Yossi is Rav Yossi. That's the point. Rav Yossi doesn't worry about chorba because he thinks it's fundamentally. Only if fundamentally works, you have to worry about chorba and other zeros. And again, don't confuse the two zeros. There's one zero of Eva Sheker, which is why it's kafir will pass it. There's another zero of chorba, which is why if you can do it, then you have to pass on some sort of remedy. Okay, so EFL, Lasso Shliach, like Shliach, Ulai, Mi, Shom, Svaras, Maharit, which is exactly what Rabbi Akiva Eicher says, says Rabbi Yossi, says the Ran, the Shame Ra. I don't know if he's saying he's heard this name of the Ra'ah, or just obviously this is what the Ra'ah would say. No, call it Darkul, you can't actually make a shift, maybe for Margaret's reason, maybe for another reason. Theoretically, you could have said, this is sure some of the documents, that is for the Ra'ah's reason. You know, but I'm reluctant to assume that that is true. As a matter of fact, that is Nafkamina, his own Nafkamina. For the Ra'ah himself, I'm reluctant to assume that's true. Now, what are the Nafkaminas? Now we're ready to put those nafkaminas back on the board. One nafkamina is, what did we say first? Levi Shmuel, that was our first nafkamina. What if, right, Levi Shmuel, what if someone else told him? Im achirim hodiyu let sofer ve le eitim. According to Ramban, it's fine. What do you mean? You're Ramban and Shlomo Chodesh. Who cares who told him? You have to favor this guy. Tell them someone else told them. It is, if someone else told them, it's no problem. It doesn't matter who tells them, as long as they find out. But, according to Ramban, what do you mean? I told you to appoint him. Until you appoint him, he's not appointed. The other nafkamina could be exactly the fee. Rav Yossi, in Mina Sofer Ve'edim Shelo Bifdehem Bifeirush. If you Bifeirush appointed them Shelo Bifanov, according to the Ramban, it would be possible. What do you mean? Get as a special high standard of how personal it has to be, and it has to be shmias kolomach, like shot of the Bryce and I base and Aleph and the Mishnah and Aleph and base. Well, according to the Ra'ah himself says that, the Ra'ah himself says that this is his main Afghani's argument with the Ramban about. He says, what are you talking about? What are you talking about, Ramban? Of course he was about to show the front of the figures that would work. What could possibly be bad? I like your first line. What could possibly be bad with me to show the front of the figures? And then you found something could be bad. No, I like the first line. What could possibly be bad? Of course, you're being about to show the front of the figures. Again, why? Basically, according to Ra'ah, this takes away a lot of hard getting problems. Whenever the husband, if you can get the husband to authorize him, you can't get him to sing so for the Aiden, no problem. Just let him be the man who's below Shlomo Fanner. And you need the man who's below Fanner, culture man, holy, you know, some formulation. Whoever, you know, the best of America points, or whatever it may be, you know, or it's authorized by best of America, whoever, etc.
He didn't give it to someone. He said, he gave it to him. He said, well, tell him to throw me on the shot.
I think that's already written in your appointment to the Halacha Shlomo Fire. Is it possible the Ramban would have a problem with that? I don't think so. Because it's all about the Ksiva. All about the Ksiva. Because you don't need this much. And you certainly, you know, so I find it hard. I'm not saying it's possible, but I find it very hard.
First, not only that, normally for sure you can manage it, but here you involve the appointment itself, and that's why it doesn't work. In the first half, normally, when it's you can make a segue to make it. Here, the boss not actually appointed the segue. That's why it doesn't work.
For Shmuel. Shmuel, a person who says on her Imru is not Mamana anyone yet. Is only asking for you to be Mamana until you're Mamana. That the Nafmina really, it doesn't really come from here. What I really need to say is this. Ready? Did that make it better? Then there's starts. What I need to say is the Rabban thinks over Emru Yuin and Shmuel.
What?
The Nachman is within Shmuel.
Can we tie it to Shmuel?
Yes.
Okay.
So Shmuel would say that can actually think about Shaliach normally, but here are what's the issue. Here's what the issue. I did make a Shaliach to make another Shaliach, but then the Shaliach didn't do it.
Great.
Right? I made Reuben and Shimon spoken to appoint Levi and Yehuda, but they didn't. Reuben and Shimon, remember what happened to Reuben and Shimon? They went to a party and got drunk?
Yes.
Okay.
And then the second half of as Rabbi Yossi would say, that can't make a Shaliach to make another Shaliach. Why does it?
That's awesome. You can't make a Shaliach to make another Shaliach. Make a Shaliach to make another Shaliach.
That's okay. He said, no. The works, but Shaliach to make another
Shaliach. According to the Rav. Yes, that's the Rav's Rabbi Yossi. Right. Okay. Another great Nafkamina is.
If we wouldn't have read the Ram.
What?
If we wouldn't have read the Ram, we would have did. But you might have assumed that the Ram, oh, I'm the only full day on the Ram.
No, because there are rights that Mino Shlomo Fanav works all for the mice and get. That he says even in the. Maybe I'm confusing which part is in the Ritz or which part is in the Ram.
But that's in both.
What?
That's in both.
That's in both. Okay, Shalom Aishah. The other great Nafkamina is, what about Omer Imru and other things that are not special? What are the two Nafkaminas they discuss of Omer Imru, other cases? Omer Imru Bimatana. And what else do they all discuss? Omer Imru in, right, their body, close to the dome, that Aiguna, the Atya, the Bitina, etc. What's that case? Actually, look up, Ola. Atana doesn't need any of the special personalization. And Shlech Lekabala is regular Shlechus, and it doesn't say Shema. It doesn't say, they clearly don't need the Shema, right? They're about to start the Shema, and by having 2085. Kabbalah doesn't need Kabbalah Shema. Single Shema to have me. Single Shema. Maybe even the plant based. Based someplace in Ayans. Maybe I'm but some of the nine is the hobby. You need to see the shvat to happen. You don't need a couple of shvat. You don't need sharma touch of shvat. That's the uniqueness of Sivas get. The uniqueness of Sivas get, you need shvat. You just be fair. You also be fit to the tefillin other than shvat. But that's not comparable because since the tefillin apply to all Jews, so long as some Jew does the shvat, doesn't matter who said. But the what about Kol Targula? Sturban says explicitly, and according to me, Omer Imru is kosher for Shtar Matana. And when Shmuel said Matana Reim Kiget, Matana Reim Kiget, 100% in every way, shape, and form. He never thinks the Matana is Kiget in that Milonetsu Moshliach. When it comes to the side of Omer Imru, then Matana is not Kiget. And then he said, Shlech Kabbalah, Omer Imru is kosher. And he says, I'm a sore psaki the omen that a woman comes to bed and she says, you know, Plomi in a different country should be my shliach, my kabel, or whatever she says, and get my husband, they can send a letter to a different country and there's no problem. That's what the Ramban says the Ramban. And obviously there's fear of Yossi, right? He says, kosher b'matana uvishliach l'kabbala. It's only a local problem in Gittin. It's not a kol ha-torah general problem. The Ra'ah, again, we don't have the Ra'ah. We don't know exactly what he said, how he reacted, etc. The Ritva quotes the Ra'ah. He does not quote anything about other haluyos other than writing in Gittin. But when the Ra'ah quotes the Ra'ah, he starts and quotes the Ra'ah, etc. And then he goes on, and if I can find it in a different Thursada, I think I can actually, not beyond my capabilities, says the Ramban, it says the Ran, near the end of the Sukkah, at the end of the Sukkah, maybe the last Ran in this Sukkah, he says, Parmesakulam alok, Ramban zal soberda, he done reading my Tanah, get after what Omer shows to Omer Imru, etc. He gets to get. Right, get time after we know. Get has a special reason. Nafim manozul, etc. Well, the feed das haraz. Also, he's not quoting. Sorry, the feed das haraz. Right, the feed das haraz. Right, he still says he didn't see this from the raah. The feed das haraz. He says there's nothing special about get. Lamashikasavti. I feel the get no hanim manozul such shluchim daito. That's the second up being the start. Omer Imru, Afil Matana Apostle. Okay, because Ram's out here, Dalmi of Sidu Matana. Omer Imru, even Matana is Apostle. Omer Imru doesn't work even for Matana. So that is the Nakmina, says the Ramban, says the Ran, Ladas Hara. Pasol af b'matana, which makes sense. If you just can't make a shliach, make a shliach. You can't make a shliach, make a shliach for a matana either. And the Rambam also holds, give me a second, if pasol even in a matana, that's the very, very explicitly matana says, even a matana milu moves with shliach, matana can get. Not like the Rambam, he didn't say he can get mostly. Yeah. But always, if he starts, jumps right into Omer Imru, perhaps he makes it worse than he gets. We'll see that in a moment. Who else did I put here on the Koros? The Rashman Kedushin is here, takes the Ramban side. The Rashman Kedushin takes the Ramban side here. What does he say? He says, how can you have Shliach Moser Shliach by Kabbalah? The answer is case of Omer Imru, or case there's an open of Omer Imru, because he thinks every slip gets open of Omer Imru. So likewise says the Rosh Kedushin, Kasher, the Kabbalah, and that's how he answered the question that was on the board the other day, the alternative to Barcelona. His own answer was that it was Omer Imru, and the Rambam also says, the Rana also says, Pasol Af. In Matana. We'll think that's out of that if you want to comment.
So, what does the Ra'a and the Rambam do with Rambam, like behind on that case, which is the
same? So, they could disagree with it. Every rumor you personally know then doesn't mean you have to agree with it. Although the Rambam is a little funny. Right? Because the Rambam, it's not clear if it's so pashut for the Rambam. Right? The Rambam, because what do we say for the Rambam? Different than anyone else. What was the Rambam's sheet that was different than everyone else? And I was very, very happy. You notice the Makorah sheet, I found Orso Meach, who had very similar formulations to what I was practicing. Maybe for the Rambam, the whole Sugya of Mili, and at least the Orso Meach doesn't explicitly say the whole sugya of Mili. It did say that. He says, at least the whole sugya of Omer Imru is especially in shtaros. It's not Gittin that's unique, but maybe it's shtaros that are unique. In which case, the Rambam, he does pass a lot about Tana, but he might agree with that Masorah from the Ovdim. And I don't think it's particularly blinding on him, because it didn't even, did it even come with the name that Masorah? Of the Ramban? Was it? Was it? The Hitcher Ramban's Zera. What? Oh, yeah?
Thank you.
Okay. Then it's a Baha'i. Maybe even a Baha'i. And say that you can't make a Shlish Lobo fun. Well, all right, I think that's what they're going to do. I can't promise you. But let's erase the Ramban for one moment. Says the Ram, the Das Harbor Apostle, Af Bimatana, Ulach Ora, Apostle, and that's really Tana, right? The Bahag, and the Rashman Kedushin says, Kashlo, no Apostle, Yam, Bid, Kabolas, Get, Udilo, Ibahag. The Rambam is a little tricky. You could put the Rambam, and this is what the Rambam says. He puts the Rambam on the wrong side. But it's different muscle with your other Rambams. He just says, you think also a Rambam, which is definitely true. But the Rambam might be on the wrong side. But it could be, based on what we said last time, says the Ursameach. No. The Rambam's really on the Ramban side. You just think it's not yet that's unique. It starts there. And by stars, he doesn't mean Kabbalah star. He doesn't mean a whole a Nisina star. No, he means Ksiba star. Why is Ksiba star unique? So, at the, you know, he basically, you know, he, Barsha Kibati, every star is a borderline unique. Sava, is this EVP8 or is this Stats and Askaya? And therefore, he says, but staros are different than Kolotar. Right, he says, the Ran, which means the Ramban, says, why doesn't Omer Imru work in a star? What's wrong with the Shlosh Lobo Fun of? He says, Nira, according to the Rambam, who says the problem of meeting Savam, then how does a star Kinyan work? How does a star Kinyan get out of the fat, get out of meeting Savam? Right, right? And don't say, oh, it's only Kashmir the Rabbana, like the Rambam says about a star, right? That's giving me and Kenyan Sada for a field are kosher midoraisa. So he says, Shemasha Chosmu b'tzivoy hamakne, mekomakam advar shel chasimasam tzarech edus achrini v'zein yosipur tol chasimasai. It's not the halim talking about chasima if it comes from the intermediary. The nitz the chasimasha shel shel b'tneim lachto v'leaf v'pone elzevik v'on v'ksavam lo didn't say for makne. No, if they peek sabam, if they heard it, they didn't hear it directly from the horse's mouth, in order to have a star, when people say for back then, das maschaya, in order to have a star, then it needs to be direct. So maybe it's something unique about a star. So whenever there's any indirection, that's pretty unique. Only, that's already peek sabam. Only when you have the, because there's always this specter of ABPA, you know, maybe over a star. Only when they hear directly Yishmu Kolo. So the Rambam, the Rambam sort of hints at, he didn't say, he just said the Rambam also wrote this particular halacha. He hints that you should put the Rambam in the Ra'az camp. But Yesh La'ayin, if here you have the Rambam, he says, Pasol B'matana, the Ram might sound like he's the Ra'az case. Mashmo, so the Ram. Is that he's a Ra'ohen, and then he would argue on the Baha'i, and not the same thing. Baha'i, the answer is, it's not tough. Baha'i, Rambam's allowed to argue on the Baha'i. Even though he does respect the Baha'i. But he's allowed to argue on the Baha'i. But what the Ursameach says, then no. Says the Ursameach, he's really a Ramban man. He starts out with the Ramban. Says the Ursameach, he's fundamentally a Ramban man. All the Ramban was matching Matana. The only difference is the Ramban thinks get is unique. The Ramban thinks Shnoris are unique. That's the Ursa Man's part in the Ramban again. That's the Ursa Man's part in Ramban. That's the Ursa Man. But Shnoris are special. Not that only get is special. Okay, Except the Rambam, the Ran sort of hints and, you know, is trying to hint us, if you're taking the wrong direction, that there's nothing special, it's just that and therefore you'd be against that Bahag. But the Rosh Hashanah says no. It's just that shtaros are special. Anything besides shtaros, you can make a shlomo fun of. And he's really, he just puts him totally in the Ramban's camp. Elmer, Elmer, Shlomo, Shlomo, Fana, Shlomo, Fana, except for Get, special. But Get is not special because of Lashma, because of Get, the personal nature of Get. Get is special because of the uniqueness of a shtar and the fine line between a Sefer Makna and a Mitik Sava. Say it again. You thought, you were reluctant to say that is because really there's a machlokes between Rabbi Elazar and Meir, whether Edith Sima Karte or Edith Sira Karte, meaning to the Torah, meaning Edith signed on the Shtar or not. And the Gemara says that Rabbi Eliezer says, "Me the rice, you don't need the sign of the star." It says, "Because that means writing, you need to write at the shvat." Rabbi Meir said, "Who says that you do need to write the star?" Says you don't need to write at the star, the shvat. You only need to sign at the shvat. Now, you could ask, "Well, if there are non-Gemara, which is what Tosis deals with, so Rabbi Meir or Rabbi Eliezer or Rabbi Meir, but assume we're going to Montana, the then because of." Which means both Lashma, then both halves of that Rambam are either Ben Maksiv or both Ben Hasim. So under Ramban, you know, if we pop like Eliezer, then Mehechi Tesi, that Bekasa means the eight. You know, let me think about it. Okay, let me think about it. Let me think about it. I hear the time, let me think about it.
You're going to play the 11th, the two song, they do have
the correct. Okay, you know what? Let me say, I haven't thought about that properly. Let me think about that. I'll just point out one more thing before we go. Before we go, Austin. The maybe one more thing, but the question, close enough, sounds like an outlet. He says, hold on a second. Don't we have a problem here of 8 BPAs? He says, how can anyone say Omer Imru was kosher? How can anyone say Omer Imru is kosher? He doesn't have a problem on the mealy without Omer. Why? Because Rabbi Yossi says, mealy without the shliach, and you can never pass on the shliach of someone else of signing a shtar. And even Rabbi Meir says, mealy without the shliach, lemaisa, the case he mentions, I don't think ready to go, case he mentions only for a bezdin, and a bezdin has no problem eating the PA, because he is allowed to testify, but he hears no bezdin. But Omer Imru tells us what we're talking about at the Gasha. Omer Imru means I tell two people to tell two people to sign. Well, look, those two people are now signing something. They heard from other Aiden. And forget about Shlichus. Forget about Milo Epsilon Shliach. Isn't that a problem with the EPA? It's hearsay testimony. It actually is. I told Reuben and Shimon, go tell Levi and Yehuda to write to get Kleinen and deliver it to my wife. Levi and Yehuda are signing Aiden that my wife is divorced, but they don't actually know themselves. They're just believing the Rebbe Shimon. Isn't that classic? AVPAs, leaving you to testify my wife's divorce. Because Rebbe Shimon told them, classic AVPA.
That's inside of me. If you hold it, it's a big job on the test of AVPAs. But you hold it, you're fine.
No, it's also Eidos.
I mean, that's the same effect.
Okay, let's come back.
Does that rule apply across the human being?
But then you can't have AVP8?
It's a spirit that makes sense, AVP8. You see it, but if it's just you need some other part.
Okay, good question. Let's come back to that in a moment. What does Tosos answer to the question? He says, below Domilay me PA, the Han, he means the Shaman PA, the Shaplomi, love and plumy monish, will name so is the Elam Eden Elephant, the Arisha. When is an AVP aid? When the Aedus was given to, meaning to a purpose, to be witnessed by the first set, they tell the second set. That's AVP aid. But over here, the Iker Eidus was only given over to the second set. The husband says, tell the second set to sign. And Rishonim are shluchim to the Baal, who is commanding them to make a get. What is Tosa saying? I think the Rashba says something similar on Daf of Tesman Aleph. The Rashba Daf of Tesman Aleph says the same exact thing. What does he say? He says, first ones are shluchim shalbal b'kol b'bal. Okay, one answer is there are basically three answers to this question of AVP aid. One answer is Tosas and the Rashba. This is not AVP aid. Certainly the Rashba said that. Here, the second Edom heard straight from the Baal. How did they hear straight from the Baal? Well, they heard from the first set, Ruin and Shimon, who were representing the Baal. So if they were Shluchim of the Baal, Ruin and Shluchim of the Baal to Moser the Edos to Levi and Yehuda. So Levi and Yehuda were the direct Edom. After all, you know, if let's go back to So in other words, I sent Reuben and Shimon to tell Levi and Yehuda to sign again. Reuben and Shimon are still trying to move, so they're representing me. So basically, this is if I told Levi and Yehuda, they heard the Baal say they should sign the get. Ah, they heard the Baal say it through the mechanism of Shluch Hashanah Kamosa. But it's not that they heard Aiden testify. They heard the Baal or the Baal's representative, who was like him, tell them. So they heard straight from the horse's mouth, as a horse.
Maybe a storm. They said, all comes to be a container.
That's the Ramban. That's the Ramban within Rabbi Yossi. This question is for the Shmuel, who's master over. That's one answer. So one answer is that basically it's not Aiden because they heard the Baal al Yedei Shliach. That answer works very, very nicely for the Ra, right? How would the Ra say, isn't AVP-8? AVP-8. AVP-8 means, I told you something, and then you told someone else. Here, I told you to act on my behalf, to represent me and tell someone else. So it's if I told someone else. Now, it doesn't have to be totally habaha. You can make a subtle chilek between the shlichus aspect and the eidus aspect, and say that, you know, basically whatever the Ras says about shlichus, you might say the opposite about eidus. Whatever you said about eidus, might say the opposite about shlichus. But if we assuming here the shlichus aspect to the Eidos aspect, right, which is pashlos. It could be, you might say the Rashba disagrees with this. But how do you answer the question of AVP aid? We don't know what the Ra says, right? But it could be that Tosos and the Rashba and Dachopes are Muslim. The Ra. And what are they saying? Levi and Yehuda did not have, that's not hearsay testimony. They were appointed by someone who counts as a Baal. Therefore, they heard it directly. Right? So then you give the answer of Tosfos. And the Rashba says, what do you mean? They heard from Shlucho Kimoso of the Baal. They heard from someone who's like the Baal. So that's first-hand testimony. The Ramban should not be able to give this answer. Right? And It works nicely. Maybe don't give this answer. The Ramban should not be able to give this answer. What does the Ramban say? The Ramban says, the Baal appointed them to Lobafnehem. And then someone informed them of what happened. Hold on. If someone informed them, that sounds like ABPA. Meaning, the Shlomo didn't appoint them. The Baal appointed them to Lobafnehem. So if someone informed them, isn't that ABPA? And what's the Ramban's basic answer? The Ramban's basic answer is, Enoch Nami, yes, it is ABPA. Bombers very well, she doesn't. Says the Ramban. That's the Ramban. It is ABPA. That works beautifully, she doesn't. Coincidence. Yeah, ABPA. Why? The Baal appointed Levi and Yehuda in a different city. Reuben and Shimon are just informing you what happened. It's testifying. Reuben and Shimon come and say, we have no rulings. We're just testifying to you that you're appointed to okay. That's not like an APPA. It's an APPA. If it is APPA, then... If it is APPA, then how is it valid? So what is the Ramban answer? The Ramban is big Kiddush here. What's the Ramban's big Kiddush? What? Exactly. They're not really made of anything. You're right, they can't be made of anything. They're not really made of anything. Oh, if they're not made of anything, then what are they doing? They are char, but they're not actually being made of anything, right? The Ramban has a, he even has a striking lashon, right? what's the striking language? Oh, it's really a very powerful, even radical, perhaps, formulation. Mm-hmm. Why? If it were made, it would be ABPA. The ain ABPA don't want to hide mashashamo with piachayrem, but elo ainam eidim klom. Bim tishalem alishas of ingression, which ain't a yoga. I don't know if she's the worst about being made anything. Being totally outraged, but if she wants to be matter herself based on them, then she need other Aiden to prove that they were in fact appointed. She needs assistance, two sets of Aiden. She can bring in Reuben and Shimon to say, we heard the Baal appoint Levi and Yehuda Shlomo Fnehem. And she needs to bring Levi and Yehuda to say, you know, we saw the gift. Like the Mishnah in our parable, she needs the Aiden, right? But there's not Eidos. They're just doing the shtar. They're not. Now they're being made something. They're being made that this shtar was written, you know, under their aegis and given to the wife. They're not being made that this is a valid shtar. That's the big thing. It is ABPA. And therefore, A making them clone. It's a big declaration. Because they are made of a chain. They're made of that. They authorized this. They signed the shtar and it was given to the wife. They're made of love. But not, they're not made. They're not made that she's divorced. Ain't even flow. They're talking not being made. All they're doing is creating a get. This is a very, very big finish. First of all, practically, the Ramban would have to like find a way to avoid chorva coming. What if the wife just goes to a bed and doesn't know the whole story and brings the get? And look, of course, look forward, the Ramban would have to say, right, in the get, that they were told by Reuben and Shimon that the husband asked them to sign this. That's the deal. No, that's what I have to say. But conceptually, he's making a tremendous fish here. And by the way, he's making a tremendous fish. What he's assuming, we discussed this. No, we discussed this a lot 3 years ago. That a get does not. That a get does not have to prove that the wife is divorced. Meaning, but it seems like, where did we discuss this? In the Sugya, we remember 12, 3 years ago, Muchach Mitocho. Sugya Muchach Mitocho. He's assuming that it's not that you need to eat him on a get. The get has to be a proof that she's. It's not that really Sharkinian is a star ride. He's saying, no, you need to even sign them a get because they need to solemnize this get. You know, they need to make this very serious by having signatures on it. But the get does not have to be approved. A star king, it doesn't have to be a star right now. 3 years ago, maybe we should have this point for the end of the year, is that there could be other ways of saying it. Partial raya, it just doesn't have to be full raya, but he's clearly saying it's separating star king and star raya, you know, at least to a certain extent. And saying, unlike what we might have thought, which was the whole reason a get or any other Sharkinian works is because it's a raya. No, even if it's not a raya, it can still be a Sharkinian. That's what these Aedim are doing. They're not proving she's the worst, but they are creating a halos of gevurshit, and you can create a halos of gevurshit without proving it. Ah, then why do you need the Aedim? You don't need the Aedim, she is that proof that she's worse. You need the Aedim because perhaps in order to be matched in this paper, in order to know, you know, how serious what's going on is, you need Aedim. But that is a big finish in the Ramah and the Ramban. And this work that she does, if you remember 3 years ago, he says, you know, we move, which means, those weren't here 3 years ago, that even if there's some ambiguity in the get and you can't be certain that it means she's divorced, it's still valid. There's a lot more to say that. So yeah, the Ramban is more reputable. The other sheet does, the fist is carried to be sold. What's the Yisod of the Ramban? Tremendous finish. Yisod of the Ramban is that before what he's saying is that a Sharkinian works even if it's not a raya. What?
Rabbi Lozer might have said that.
And, okay, that may be the Mount Lozer or Lozer. If the Rabbis can make that Mount Lozer or Lozer, you can disagree with that on both sides. Okay, there's one more answer. The Rabbi Yisles gives up any meat in folk. Very radical language. If you take that language very literally, but he means that Raya has, the Star Raya has nothing with Star Kenyan. They're just doing a Kenyan. They're not being made at anything. Okay, if you take that literally, let's say a little. All, you find someone else who said they were appointed, there at least many of them exist. The Ravid has another very, very clever approach. The Ravid, maybe he also was not a Ra'ah there, and he was not comfortable with Tosos and the Rashba, but he wasn't willing to say they're not made plumier. What's the chap of the Ravid here on the bottom of the riff? What's the chap of the Ravid which he uses to explain this? Anyone? What's the chap of the Ravid? The Ravid says, ADPA is not a big problem. Yeah. Their signatures are creating, or their Haggadah. When they're in Bez, their Haggadah is creating Eidos, that's a big problem. It's ADPA. But he says, when it comes to Shtaros, do their signatures create the Eidos? What creates the Eidos? The Mesiris Hashtar creates the Eidos, not the sign. And where do you get this from? Keep in mind, Kosim get le'ish, afishin ishto imo. Kosim get le'lova, afishin malva imo. If you think about it, when Reuben wants to divorce his wife and the two of us sign, we're not testifying he's divorced. He hasn't divorced his wife yet. He can still change his mind. Maybe he's just thinking about divorcing his wife, so he wants to have to get ready. Then when he thinks about it, he can execute his decision. He is going to decide tomorrow at 3 p.m. whether to divorce his wife, so he wants to sign a star, and then he'll decide tomorrow whether to divorce his wife or not. Same for Loba and Malvin, right? People lend money not in front of the scribe sometimes. So if I want to borrow 100,000 shekels from Yoni, what do? Say, you guys, could you sign this star for me that I borrowed 100,000 shekels from Yoni? Certainly does not testify of anything. I didn't buy 100,000 to borrow 100,000 shekels from him. But when he gives me the money, I hand over the star, and now it testifies. Says the Ravid, a star is different than I've got invested in. Haggadah and Bez Din, but not because the star is not testifying. Haggadah and Bez Din testifies b'shas Haggadah. A star testifies b'shas Misira. And he says, therefore, there's no problem of aid may be aid because the aid them are not completing the testimony. It is the Baal or the Shluchim will complete the testimony by handing over the Shtar. The writer even goes as far as to say, he hands it off to them, get that. And then, of course, the second set of Eden don't hand the Shtar to the woman. Right? If I said, you two, tell Reuben and Shimon, go tell Levi and Shimon to write, sign, and deliver the Shtar. Then Levi and Shimon, Levi and Yehuda, we're doing ABPA. No. I say, go tell Levi and Yehuda to write, to sign the Shtar. And then give it back to me or give it back to you. And me or you will hand it over. I can hand it over or you can hand it over because you're, you know, direct. Basically says the right that as long as the Messira is not ABPA, it's not a problem that Hasima is ABPA because the Indus is not created by Hasima. The Indus is created by the Messira. And the Eden who sign, what they're basically saying is that we sign, we're signing this, and then we are giving it back to the husband or to his appointed shluchim, and they are turning our signatures into Eidos by the Mesiras Ashtar by handing it over, since the one who creates the Eidos is not the one who signs. The one who signs is doing part of creating the Eidos, but not the Mesiras. The Eidos is not created until the Mesira. And the Messira is done either by the husband or by someone who heard straight from the mouth of the husband directly without any pain, and therefore it's no problem. So the Rabbi says, yes, it's the uniqueness of Shtaros. But he's not going as far as their body. That's it. Oh, it's the uniqueness of Shtaros? You know, let me tell you something about Shtaros. There's a Shtar which is a Raya. There's a Shtar which just creates a kingdom but doesn't prove that it happened. And those are two, those two things can be separate. Says the Rabbi, you can separate the Eidos aspect of the Shtar from the Chalos Kinyan / Gerush aspect of the Shtar. So that's right. No, no, no. It's really, it's, you can't separate the two aspects of the Shtar. It's all about Eidos. You know, if you ask why everyone else disagrees for a Rabban, they might disagree for a Rabban because they just think Shtaros, Shtar Kinyan, and Shtar Raya are really the same thing. Shtar Kinyan is not a big here. Or they might just think it's just too hard to ensure that it will not turn into a Raya. But says the Ravid that the Eidos is created Notzra al Yedei Mesira, and the Mesira is not ABPA'd. The Mesira is not ABPA'd. Now, this is, by the way, a big practical Kiddush. It seems from the Ravid that the second set can't do the Mesira. Better be. A Mesira ain't aid me P.A. The Lush of the Ravid, I think he's, you know, nervous about this because it never says anywhere explicitly in the Gemara that Omer Imru works according to Shmuel even for the Hasima and Mesira. And he would say, no, of course, Shmuel, you can't do Omer Imra and tell them to sign and deliver. That would be ABPA. You can tell them to sign and not to deliver because signing is not the Eidos of Shtaros. The Eidos of Shtaros, quote, the Rav like to go thesis Val Shtar. You put out the Rav's fancy Val Shtar. It's just, you know, common sense in all of Shas that the Eidos is created by the Mesira. And even if not common sense, that is Mefurish in the Ravid here. Let me just read you where'd they find the right in that case? Huh? Oh, sorry. It's they just have different page numbers here, and I was looking in the wrong part for the page number. My bad. What does he say? He says, Shma mina de ain aiden be apostle made his al pesh, aid is miskai the nigger al pm. The aid is miskai the nigger by the pet. The Eidos is not Nigmar, right? You started. You didn't really create Eidos until you're a Moser. Look up Dina Vasharia by the Moser, so Shluchim Tzvaso. So by them, or the first Shluchim do it. I think is what it means. Then there's a couple to get my thumb. You're only in the Yifne, Yatom, Komoko. Hey, should it stop Yabal, Yitno, so Val Atzvo. And therefore, he says, that's Yitachin. I think Yitachin means, not like, I'm not sure, but part of my shot, it comes out, that yeah. I can tell Reuben and Shimon to tell Omer to Levi and Yehuda to sign. But then Levi and Yehuda have to hand it back, and either I give it or Reuben and Shimon gives it. You can't have ABPA do the Mesira and the Chasima, because then that would be a real ABPA Eidos. But as long as they don't do the Mesira, they haven't completed their Eidos. That is a, and basically what the rabbi is doing there is he's taking this idea that the Aegis is created by the Sira very, very seriously. You could have gotten out with it. You could have said, no, give me a break. I know I'm not a rogue person who thinks there's any special shim about Shtaros. The Aegis is created by the Chasima. Oh, it hasn't happened yet. Okay, the Aegis is created by the Chasima, but Al-Tanai will be on the Sira. Aegis Al-Tanai. Or the Aegis is created by the Chasima, but the Aegis is only that the Baal gets them to sign, and then the rest of it is known just to own it enough to be. There are ways out of this. You could disagree with the rabbi. You could say, no, there's nothing unique about Shtaros. The Rav was wrong. The Eidos is created by the Chasima. In which case, it's a funny kind of Eidos because they're not being made what they signed on. They say the woman was divorced, that she wasn't get divorced from Shas Chasima. And you finesse that. You either say, they didn't literally mean to be made that she's divorced. They just mean to be made that a step was taken in that direction. Or they say, they meant to be made to divorce. They're made al Tanai that their Eidos shouldn't be Chal until later. But the partial shot of the guy said, Aegis Shtar is not created by Chasima. It's created by Chasima plus Masira, which is really what the Rav says. Therefore, the Rav says, it's all about Tfisas Bala Shtar. That was his phrase. What he basically means is the Rav is basically just putting private. On the bottom of the riff in Gittin, this is the episode of the whole Rav's Derif in Shtaros, that the Aegis is not created by the Chasima, it's created by the Masira. Okay, the other way of saying is that they're not made on the event. They're made on the das that there was das on a site. In which case, you don't necessarily have to see this, right? Okay, correct. You're right. I am summarizing too much. Correct. Okay, let me just point out one or two things. There's a, okay, we don't have time for a lot of these. I admit, we don't have time to get into some of these details. There are quite a number of funny things about Rambam, which, you know, I would leave you to. I'm not sure I have an adequate answer for. The funny things about the Rambam are basically to be about time. Yeah, there's nothing funny about the Rambam spirit. It says possible, partly as possible, with the ayin, what he means by that. In the Schematana, there's a few funny things. Number one, which is why he was not misopic about the status of, why was he not misopic about the status of Omer Imran Zechiya Matana, right? Matana you could get, but he actually made Matana seemingly more powerful than get. Because by get, the supa, whether it's possible or bottle, if you do Omer Imran Matana get, he says, he's not Omer Leplotja, Imran Leplomi, Plomi, etc. Ein Zeh Plom, Vim Amru, then Lokana. Okay, why is he making Matana? The Rambam makes Matana less than yet. Why does the Rambam make Matana more than yet? It's a big mystery. The Lecha Mishnah suggests because of Hamot Mikarel of Harayah. Therefore, when it comes to Matana, even if we're Masapak, Lemaisa Lokana, because Hamot Mikarel of Harayah, that's a bit of a duh, I admit. Answer, but possible. Another way to answer technically would be to say, well, if you hold against the Marmal Ashker, like the Dovid Cohen, then it's for sure possible either for your Abana to Raisa, if you're going to assume that the Psol Dor Abana was not only was a Chumr Deishas Ish, but the Psol Dor Abana also applies to Matana, then you can say, well, in Get, something wasn't with this Kashim, possibly Dor Abana to Raisa. Matana, whether it's possibly Dor Abana to Raisa, it makes no difference. And therefore, he just said, also, that's a fish, to assume that the Xerim Garbanon is not only because of Chomer Deishas Ish, that's a fish. Usually, Xerim Garbanon is a Chomer Deishas Ish, not that they don't have paper. Usually, no Xerim Garbanon. After all, the other guy loses. Damn, it makes someone lose money for the Xerim. And the Rav assumes that no, He says it three different ways in the three different passages, three different years. Once in contribution, once in first half of giving, once in second half of giving. The Rav assumes that no, somehow, there's a fundamental difference. Olam Imru is worse in Matana than in Get, which is a big finish. Remember, Rabban says it's worse in Get. The Ra'ah says, the way the Ramban and others read it, it's the same. The Rama says, no, it's worse in Matana. That is a tremendous finish. Why it's worse in Matana? Say, because the Matana, you did Das Masai. The course of Das Masai begin. And the Rav said, no, well, maybe you don't need Das Masai begin, which is the finish. Maybe Din is better since you have to write in Shema. Therefore, the writing is so chashuv that the Shlichus is chalat. Somebody can pass over the Shlichus from the Shema, and once you pass over the Shlichus from the Shema, you can also pass on the Shlichus from Das Chayim. All these answers are very, very, very Kiddush. I don't have an explanation for this that I'm 100% comfortable with the right shot in the Rambam. Nachman has anything to say about this. So it's a mystery. The other big mystery in the Rambam is that he never paskin the machlokas from Yossi and Meir. Meaning he never brought down our Mishnah. And Pirish Mishnah says, on Yossi, Amar L'Shol Shatsu. He never wrote down the case of Amar L'Shol Shatsu, which is just peculiar. It's machlokas, I'm not sure he's down, but he cost them a lot of ink. Maybe wouldn't cost them anything. Change the word here, just write Amar L'Shol Shatsu. Not in Zechim HaTar, not in Gerish. He never writes Amar L'Shol Shatsu, which is exceedingly peculiar, and I don't have a great explanation for it. The answer might be that since the apostles over Imru, then calls Kin Amr Shloshit Snu. But that's not a great answer because there are what Ron says that there are bond against the Rome, which we didn't get to, and because, you know, well, we need to know if it's Bottle or Puzzle. It's a lot of mysteries, and it could be that's part of what the Raivit has in mind. He says, and also Tznu. Not clear what it means. It's not clear on which half he says it. It's not clear what it means. You can put yourselves in the right bit. Anyway, there is a lot more to be said about the Rambam, but we will leave at least some of it for now. And we'll have to continue. We have two more shiurim until Hazara, until the end of the semester, as it were. Lefim Yonam. Yeah, we have two more shiurim to finish the parak. Two more shiurim before Hadara. Nice try. Two more shiurim to finish the parak. So I want to maybe briefly discuss what I didn't get to, which is part four, which is, you know, what exactly, why is it so important for the husband to tell someone to write the get, etc.
Did you do 1, 2, and 3?
I did. Yes, I didn't get to 4. I'll have to briefly discuss that because I do want to finish the parak before we do break for Chazara. So definitely we should plow ahead with the Gemara Rashi Tosfos till the end of the parak. And I'll have to divide my time between and that is a great question. I will announce that soon. Anyway, we're negotiating about that. Anyway, Kipper, okay, we have two more shiurim to finish up number 4 here. And the next semester starts. Let's say we have, I'll negotiate with the Talmidim, where they all want 2 months of Chazara. So this is the middle east, so I have to stay 2 days. Negotiate. Let's say that next Thursday will be the last year, and then perhaps in approximately 2 weeks from then will be the Chena, and then we'll start the next the semester. So I will send out a Masudra email with all of the details here. So when I send out, of course. Okay, to be continued.